have made very good progress here in the Western Pacific region, but this report highlights that especially in our three Pacific Island countries that continue to have malaria, that's Papua New Guinea, Solomon Islands and Vanuatu, we have stalled, and in fact case incidence in 2016 has gone up in comparison to 2015. And if you really look at it closely, a part of that increase is because of the investments that have made it possible to actually detect more malaria and treat malaria. But if you look specifically at the case of Papua New Guinea, we've seen a massive increase there, and that has largely been related to stockouts of medicines. And that stockout of medicines has also resulted in an increase in deaths. And I could say that a similar situation has also happened in Vanuatu last year when we ran out of drugs. So these are the challenges that we have, and the reduced funding actually makes it more difficult for countries to have the universal access that we encourage to good diagnostics and treatment.
So these drugs are very expensive, are they?
No, they are not very expensive. And when you do bulk purchases internationally, which a lot of countries do because they get support through the Global Fund to fight AIDS, TB and malaria, they're actually quite cheap. But if you don't have ready access to them, if they're not available in countries, then you end up with stockouts. And as we seen in PNG last year, we had a stockout in the early parts of the year when we saw an increase in the cases, and then and we've seen a near doubling of deaths year in year.
So what's caused PNG and possibly to a lesser extent Vanuatu to run out of stock?
It is a case of them not being able to afford. So PNG had a commitment that they will use government funds, but I understand that they didn't have adequate funding. There were delays in the release of money, and so the drugs didn't come on time. So it's a very complex situation. We are working with partners how we can address this, because as long as the threat of malaria is there, we need to have ready access, and this is also clearly spelled out in the Global Technical Strategy for Malaria, which is the technical roadmap. We need to make provision for that universal access.
To what extent can the international community play a part?
News is not totally disheartening or discouraging. We have made very significant progress across the region. We continue to show very good progress. Actually, if you look at the Western Pacific region, 92% of the malaria incidence in the region is now coming out of just two countries, PNG and Solomon Islands, when we have 10 affected countries. So what it means is that in all of the countries, we are making very good progress. And we really need to see how we can change that dynamic in the worst affected of our countries.
So how do you think that the dynamic can be changed?
The key bottleneck there is that we have very significant human resource challenges. So access to medicine, access to medical care, health facility is very challenging in the Pacific. And so it is also costly. So it's on top of just the cost of getting the diagnostics and the drugs, just moving things around, getting them to the peripheral health facilities is very costly.